Oh my gosh, hello everyone. I know no one's on yet because I just got on live, so I can wait just a hair. Hello, yay, there's somebody. Okay, hi y'all. So hopefully I can save this. So I am live at the Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, and I have been blessed with the opportunity to sit down with Shaman Durek live on Instagram. We're gonna have him come on in just a second. Actually, we're both here right now. Say what's up. We're both here. We're just trying to figure it out in terms of live. But I love you guys. We will definitely do our thing to save this and throw it up. But please hold your horses for a second, and then you guys can see us live. Here we go. We got Shaman. Yes. Adding now. Going to be the most creative live we've ever had. So. All right. Here's this. If people want the behind the scenes, right? Well, here you go, folks. you guys want raw and in color? We got you. I mean, that's actually cool. We're doing it. I feel like life gives us miraculous opportunities all the time, and we just have to show our magic.
Show up.
And show up.
And grab the magic.
Exactly.
I agree.
I'm all for that.
I'm all for that, too.
Okay, great. Did I ask you to join?
It said I requested, but it's not joining yet.
View request. Here we go. Accept. I did accept, so.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Yes!
Me.
So I can...
That's okay.
Is it because the two cameras...
You have to mute one of them.
Yes? Okay, we figured it out. This is lovely. Okay, well...
So Alex is getting different angles of us.
It's really cool, actually.
I've never done it this way before.
Same. So we have a first for both of us, and that's probably really rare, especially on your side of life.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yay, Shaman Durek, thank you so much for your time.
It's a pleasure.
This is incredible. I actually personally just became aware of this great human and or magical being in a spacesuit.
What is this? Biological spacesuit.
Spacesuit, for sure. And I love that you're here in the flesh, and I'm absolutely grateful. Your talk last night was enthralling, captivating, sexy, fun. It was so in flow, and it made sense. You made something that we have such a hard time grasping into something so easy and tactile and like
simple. Yeah, I always say that if something is intense or it takes away the joy of the play, the excitement, or the exuberance for life, then we need to simplify it, right? And spirituality isn't this huge, crazy thing, but people make it like that because they feel like, oh, I have to go now do this, and I have to eat this food, and I have to go do this cold plunge, and I have to do this thing. And it starts becoming a task, you know? Instead of just saying like, well, if I want to do the cold plunge, I can, or if I want to do that, I can, but it doesn't mean I'm not spiritual. Spirituality is not based in what we do, it's based in evolution.
Evolution and just like who we are, just live it, breathe it, be it.
Yeah.
Just be it. And you're speaking everything. You're describing me to a T up until maybe like right up until almost the beginning of this year. Like this year has been a huge aha moment so far for me.
Well, you've been deconstructing what Spirit told me. So you've been deconstructing. So you've been going through a lot of looking at the people in your life who you've been giving your energy to and actually seeing if these people are really in alignment to where you want to go. Because what you did in the past was you used to drag ass to make other people feel comfortable, right? And then you got to this point where like, why am I continually dragging myself when I don't have to drag myself? I can actually keep moving forward, and those who want to go on that path can go with me. So you had to clean house. Like, it was a lot of cleaning. So when I asked Spirit, when you first, like, connected with me, like, reconnected with me in person, not in the spirit, I was asking Spirit all these things about you and, like, wanting to know more about, like, your journey and all these different things. And Spirit says, like, a lot of that, a lot of your transformation and all of that has come from your father and, like, all the things you've had to deal with in that energy. for you to be able to see yourself clearly and know that I don't have to prove anything to you. I can actually step into this place without proving things and now claim my own sovereignty. So when I gave you that hug yesterday, it was like an acknowledgement of how proud I am of you making that choice. And then you finding me was just all a part of our thing that we discussed before coming to planet Earth when we were in heaven, that we would meet up at this exact moment in time. And the great thing about that is now that you're coming through that, now you can start expressing yourself with more freeness instead of putting all this heaviness on yourself, feeling that you have to be perfect and fit into this box instead of being able to truly live you. So I'm super excited about this.
I'm like, yeah, yeah. Oh, it's so nice to feel like that, just that knowing, because, you know, you do all these things behind closed doors and you're evolving, but for anyone to see you, to really see you or understand without you having to try and explain the current story or live in that
narrative, yes,
it's like, oh, so thank you. I'm like breaking down a little. I'm trying to
keep that's okay. Better. Everyone has a moment, and the moments are beautiful.
I'm just like, yes, I've done so much.
Yes, you have.
And I'm still.
And with our kids, the word work, too, I've done so much evolving.
True.
So much love.
True. Yes, 100%. I've done so much evolving. And I always knew love was the answer, and I always knew to follow love. It's just sometimes I was like, what was that? You know, that was, how was that not love? I'm in love, like, and it was confusing. But I was super rigid. I was so. Work, task oriented. It was.
Yeah, you're a taskmaster.
Holy crap, get out of here. I don't want to be taskmaster.
Yeah.
But I want to get.
And that showed up in your relationships as well.
Yes.
Because it was like, you're not doing this, you're not doing this, you're not meeting my construct of what I think you're supposed to be. So now I am going to create this uncomfortable feeling in myself that I don't really feel you care about me and you don't care about me. And then you attract energies that match that frequency, so you'll get narcissistic energy that you pulled in because of it.
Nailed it. Yeah, nailed it. Like, to the teeth. Yeah. But you know, and I am grateful for all of it.
Yes.
Because I am now in this power and in this moment and in this awareness that I would not have been able to get so deep into had I not gone through these trials, tribulations. And the biggest thing for me, besides like cleaning house of people, which actually was the hardest thing ever, because I am all about relationship and connection.
Yes, of course you are.
Oh my goodness. Everything is about like just wanting the other person to be happy, but I was always stunting my own growth.
Right, that. You can't make someone happy.
Yeah, exactly. It was
it's not for you. I can't save the world. It's like I meet all these spiritual people at this convention,
right,
and they're like, I have a mission to save the world.
Right.
I have a mission. I have a purpose. I'm like, I'm just here to share my buffet tray.
Yeah.
You know, and if it saves you, great. And if it doesn't,
right,
I love you.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but I'm not going to wake up every morning with this huge, like, responsibility of I have to go save the world. Like, no. I've come here to play, to meet beautiful people like you, to have fun, share things. If people want things too that I can share with them, then I'm open to share it. And I want to see people see their sovereignty, see their beauty, their grace, their love, that they are the very essence of everything that they desire in another person is them.
Yes. Yes. I actually walked by yesterday right before I saw you, a green Tara, a Buddhist statue. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. And I literally walked by this booth and I went, oh my God, you're beautiful. And the guy who is, you know, ran the booth, runs the workshops, all these things, and teaches, he was like, you had that amazing reaction because you see that in yourself.
That's right.
So exciting.
That's right.
I ended up buying the statue of that whole thing. And it's just like, it's this recognition and something that it took my whole life up until now to really recognize that I, like, how cool I am, like, how...
Your whole life?
Yeah, just
you
about.
You haven't lived that much long, my dear.
I know, I'm saying up until now. Yeah, I'm not saying that.
Yes.
Oh, no, honey, I don't think it's fine. I'm going to live to, like, 1 point. I'm good.
Yeah, and that's up to
the eternal. Exactly. Well, yeah, I just mean
in this biological space,
for sure.
Biological space.
It seriously feels that way, this whole like robotics, and I'm breaking from that. And so one thing that I have definitely learned that has brought me to this amazing point in my life, and here with you, is learning how to feel, remembering how to feel, getting back into that. I lost that trying to being so rigid in the past and like trying to be so task oriented and be like, okay, if I am this, right, spiritual or whatever it is, I have to check these boxes and then I am this because I practice this.
Right, but you're operating from what we call a dysfunctional masculine.
Yeah, so, that's exactly
right, because the mind, which is the masculine, mm-hmm. was not holding space for the emotions, which is the divine feminine, right? So we say Father God, Mother God. Right? So we operate in the holding space. So I always tell people, like, tell your mind, say, mind, hold space for my emotions. Because then you're giving the feminine, because if you don't give the feminine energy in you the space, then it can't manifest, it can't create, it can't go through all these different experiences of energy. Because your mind is that which creates the space. And then the emotion, which is the divine feminine, envelops in that space. It's beautiful, amazing, whatever needs to be developed.
It is so beautiful. And it's insane how I lost that.
Yeah, but again, that's the energy I was talking about.
The
masculine and the father energy and holding in that space of, this is what I need in order to be respected. This is what I need for people to take me seriously. This is what I need in order to be successful.
Yes.
This is what I need in order to make sure that I keep things going. I can't stop. I have to be on top of it. I have to be that. That's the mind.
Mm-hmm.
But the emotional is going, yeah, but you could use some nurturing and you could, you know, you could use some bathing in the sun. And you could use some, you know, some things that create the sustenance in life that makes us worth living.
Yes.
The sustenance.
And which brings in your essence and how you need to be and be even seen in the world.
Yes.
Yes. And felt. Oh, that's the whole thing. So just going through life, I fell into that, which thank God I'm like done digging my own grave and I'm out and about enjoying the sunshine, if you will. And it was just so crazy to me how I fell so easily. Day by day, little trip here, little dig here, and I found myself like, oh my God, I'm in this dark hole, and I don't feel like I'm alone out there. Like, I feel there are so many people out there who, and I think we both equate this to emotional intelligence,
mm-hmm.
and I want to help so many people, so as much as I'm finding true love within myself, it's because I have so much love for everyone out there. And I know my calling understands that. And
let's even shift that. Let's shift that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not here to help people out there. Oh. I'm here to hold the energy that I'm here to hold. And if people want that energy, mm-hmm. and they change from that energy, perfect.
Okay,
the act of doing should always be the act of being. Because when we go and say, I want to help the people out there, we then start creating a kind of
a
mission, a kind of purpose that makes us go, am I doing enough? Am I good enough?
Yeah,
did I do enough? Did I meet the standards of what that meant for me?
Right.
And do people think that I'm doing enough? Are people changing? And if I don't see the people changing, then am I good enough?
Mm.
And are they taking the knowledge and the wisdom from
fall
me?
Fall right back in.
Right? Then you fall back into that.
Right. I'm going to repeat whatever you said. So help me. What was it? I'm not helping.
I'm here. To hold. The space. And demonstrate
within my own being
what that love looks like
feels like
and expresses like
through me. Declaration.
That's it.
Yes,
and then people come and then they go, I want some of that.
Yeah.
And they say, What do you have? And you say, I have this beautiful buffet for you.
So
here you go.
Much. This just dawned on me.
And then it becomes fun.
Yes, so fun.
Then you wake up in the morning and go, I want to see people, instead of like, oh God, more people.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah.
Then you want to have those conversations. Because it's not about, I have to change you to feel comfortable.
Right.
It's now about I get to be me and demonstrate me, and you can decide if you want this or not. And I'm not going to be mad at you or upset with you if you don't.
Yeah, lead with kindness, lead with love, be the example, but just be, and you will be the example.
Yeah, because being is the radiation or the expansion of that intelligence being shown to people. Parents, the kids don't learn by what you say to them. They learn how you treat yourself. They go, oh, mommy's not kind to herself, so I'm not going to be kind to myself. Oh, daddy's always angry, so I'm going to start mimicking dad's anger.
Yep.
You could say to your kid, I love you, you're amazing. Your kid's going, but I don't learn that way. I'm learning empathically. I'm learning from the act of your being towards yourself on how you truly are, and what you are truly teaching me is what you are showing to yourself in your beingness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I mean...
Right?
Yes.
So if you want to bring a good relationship into your life, you don't bring a good relationship into your life by trying to bring someone in and fix them.
Right.
You bring a great relationship to your life in the way you are with yourself.
Yes.
If you're not telling yourself, if you're telling yourself beautiful things and not telling yourself things like, I'm not good enough or I'm this and I'm that, whatever you say to yourself is what you will manifest as a relationship that will say to you.
Amen.
And that's that.
Yeah. It's that simple, and like it really is that simple. Period.
It really is that simple.
It really
we
is.
Make it more challenging,
exactly,
because we're like, you know, we're all drama queens on this planet, and we all run. I call us dysfunctional wizards. We have all this power. We're zapping each other, running around, zapping ourselves.
Oh yeah, with curses or whatever.
Yeah, like all kinds of things. Oh, and so, really, being a functional wizard is learning that you are this powerful being. Every time you open your mouth, you're either creating or destroying. And you have the opportunity to look at a human being. And even if that person doesn't see the potential of who they are, you do. And if you see it and speak it, then they will begin to go into that energy and resonate with that frequency, because you are casting the light on them versus casting a shadow going, oh God, look at that person. What the hell, look how they think. Oh my God, they're so stupid. Why do they think like that? That's called casting a shadow.
Yeah, no.
No, you cast the light on people. You look at the things in them. Maybe that person's a smoker. You say, oh, I love how you always care for your health. You're such a healthy person. You bring health and dynamics to your system all the time. All of a sudden, that person's going to stop smoking because you're casting the light on them. That's all that spirit does. All that God and angels do is cast the light of truth on you, and everything that is not in harmony gets put into harmony because you are seeing the light.
Yes. Woo-hoo! I know. I'm like, yes. I literally. Like,
and you got to keep it sexy.
Yeah. Oh, honey.
Yeah. I love fashion, crystals,
I'm
boots.
Like, let's just do it. I did. I literally just
do some
told,
Gucci songs.
I know.
Some cherry socks.
I love that. Cherries do mean sexy for some reason.
Yeah,
there's always been in that.
Something in that. You know. Something in that.
There is, I know. Even, you know, tying the stem with your tongue.
Yeah,
you know,
I love my curly temples.
They're good. I mean, yeah, because I don't drink either.
I don't either.
Yeah. And people think that is the craziest thing. However, I get people coming up to me and really being like, and I'm like, oh, I see in you that you want to stop. You're
right, but you have to understand what alcohol is. Alcohol is, no, none of those things. Those are the things that the Western world has pinned on people to keep them depressed.
Yeah.
In shamanism, alcoholism and drinking and addiction does not mean the same thing that it does in the Western world. Mm. It means power grabs. Power grabs means that you feel that the world is telling you to pay bills, to do this, to do that. And here's one thing that you can do that you get to make a decide choice to do, and it's yours, and you get to do it, and you're claiming it. And it's so whenever I realize what people are drinking, I tell my friends, you're drinking not because you're drinking. You're drinking because you feel so much burden and stress and anxiety and expectations and all these obligations
that
the drinking is helping you feel safe to be however you want to be.
Mm-hmm. And they say that too. After a long day or something hard, I need a glass of wine or I need this.
Yeah.
I'm like, no,
you don't. Yeah, you need something
you need
to pull
love
you.
Love and a prayer.
And something to bubble bath with some wonderful herbs.
Light a candle.
You know, and a cuddle buddy.
Yeah.
and some pajama parties and,
dancing,
get some music on, and maybe you need to come over and put some cowboy boots on and do a little sidestep.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, baby.
Give you what you just said to be your reality.
Yes.
Because you have this God-given free will. So your free will is, as I speak, it becomes as above, so below. I instantly create it. So if I say, this is hard, now all the spirits and all the energies and all the people in the world who believe in the word hard and to subscribe to that belief system will now start showing up in my life.
This is true.
So you speak, you call, you think, you attract. If you remember what I said to you, where you want to place your mind and your thoughts is with God, with Source, with the divine. So your words have to be high level, not low level. Hard is low level. High level is I am shifting and moving through. People say, I have a block. That's low level. Because now you're creating the block. High level is I have slow density energy that's moving through.
Or I am creative to figure out.
I'm so excited on this journey of discovering.
Yes.
So instead of saying, I don't know, I'm feeling safe to look at what I already know. Right? That's emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
Emotional intelligence develops your mental intelligence because the feminine then reflects back to the masculine, which is the mind, how in which to understand the world, because the feminine is feeling and the mind is creating space. So the feminine says, I need more space here. The mind says, yes, okay, honey, and creates more space, right? And so when you are operating the emotional intelligence with your emotions, it's communicating to your emotion. So right now you can say emotion.
Emotion.
How do you feel about the information that you're receiving right now?
How do you feel about the information that you're receiving?
And what did your emotion say to you? How did it communicate to you? Did it give you an image? Did it give you a feeling? Or did it give you words?
It gave me feeling.
Okay, what feeling did it give you?
Like expansion, like little tingles and expansion in my body as if I'm like, yes, I'm absorbing.
Say, thank you, I felt that.
Thank you, I felt that.
Thank you for your way of communicating.
Thank you for your way of communicating.
I would love to be able to speak to you.
To speak to you.
Through words. How do you feel about that emotions?
How do you feel about that emotions?
It was amplified. So it felt amplified.
Yeah.
Right. Say emotions. Can you say something to me in my thoughts?
Emotions. Can you speak something to me in my thoughts?
What thought popped into your head?
Sword, yes.
Say, I heard you.
Oh, yes, I heard you.
So is that you emotions talking to me?
Is that you emotions talking to me? You went woohoo?
So
I heard you.
And the reason why you say I heard you, because you're building emotional intelligence. You're showing that the way your emotions communicate, you are aware of it. What most people do is they'll ask their emotion something, they get something, and they think they're making it up.
Yeah,
that's called disrespect to your spiritual divinity.
Huh.
So if you say right now, God, do you love me?
Do you love me?
I heard you.
I heard you.
God, have you ever judged me?
God, have you ever judged me? No, I heard
you. I heard you.
I heard you. Yeah.
Right. So now you are showing respect to God, that God would answer you and that God would respond to you. Knock and the door shall open, ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Woo hoo!
I'm like, yay. Okay, yay.
It's easy.
It is easy. We have it all within us.
Yes. That's
and
what I always say.
The answer
I'm not here.
Is you.
You're here. To just remember, I'm not here to be a guru. I'm not here to be anyone's teacher. I'm here as your brother of love who loves you unconditionally, sees your potential, and wants for you to remember. And you will also help me remember. And together we will remember that we came to live this planet into light.
Yes, I love that. I'm here for that, literally. And figuratively. You always felt, I know you had these like powers and
I wanted to be a lawyer. So when I was in school, I was on my debating team. I really loved it.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, oh, this would be great to be a lawyer. And yeah. And then Spirit was like, no, that's not going to bring you the highest level of joy. You know, and then I thought, okay, I would love to be an actor. And then I did a couple films. Then I got like this person was like, well, I'm going to introduce you to Samuel Jackson and I'm going to connect you into the world of acting. I think you have amazing talent for acting. And I did this one movie and I played like a hitman in this movie. It was called The Family. And I literally was bored to death. I was sitting in my van. Yes.
Yeah.
And I was like fed the worst food.
Oh, yeah. But they don't care about catering.
Yeah. So it was like they had this craft service.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what kind of food is this?
Oh, the craft tables,
like
are the lowest vibrational process.
Lowest vibration processed food.
Horrible.
Processed food. I'm sitting in the thing in the van. And then the person comes in and goes, okay, we're ready for your scene soon, okay? We're going to be coming back. And they don't come back for another hour.
Exactly.
So I'm like, okay, do I read this book? Do I go on Instagram? Do I, you know, whatever? And so I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, it was really funny. I just got up, walked out of my van, and just started walking around the set and started doing healings on people. And the director comes over to me and he goes, the whole FX team is crying. What did you do to them?
Oh,
I said, oh, I did this
emotional
thing. It was amazing. You know, and then I went over and I was talking to the makeup artist and they were talking, one woman was talking to me about her husband and I was doing all this healing and she was releasing, she started throwing up and all this kind of stuff. And so the director goes, are you here to be an actor or are you here to heal the whole set? He goes, but don't get me wrong, everyone's getting healing, but we hired you to play this role.
Yeah.
I said, okay, I'll go back to my van. And then all of a sudden people started coming to my van and giving healings.
Oh,
and so
my God.
I realized every time I was in that environment where I was breathing natural air, it was in holding space for people's power. So I know this is not for me. And the same with being a lawyer. I'm like, this isn't for me. I know who I am. It's the place where I breathe easy.
Such a fun story, though. It's like, you trying.
Yeah, I try.
I'm trying to do all these different career paths, but,
I tried a lot of them. Trust me, I tried a lot.
Yeah, for sure.
And I was like, I'm not breathing easy here. Where I breathe easy is being who I am today.
Yeah.
Of course, I could do a movie, and I could do it in these days, but of course, I will always be Sean McDermott. I will always see a person on the street and tell them how amazing they are. I will always hold the door open. I will always be there to hold space for your intelligence. I will always remind people how powerful they are. I will always put your power back on you so that you can see that you are the shaman, that you are the master.
Is that the healing? Is it really just kind of reflecting back to that person, the remembrance or the self-power?
Yes, because you're not going to put me on a pedestal.
Right.
You're not going to put, I'm not going to be your guru. I'm not going to be your 24-hour round the clock, let me call up a shaman.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah.
I need you to believe in your own divine wisdom, your ability to talk to your spirit guides, your ability to talk to your ancestors, your ability to manifest and move energy, your own ability to know what is in the highest good for you as according to that of love.
That's my awesome mission right now.
I see a lot of healers, a lot of people out there want to be gurus and all that kind of stuff. I don't want to be a guru. I think that is so takes away the value.
To the religion thing and the dogma.
The dogma,
and
the hierarchy.
And, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Even last night when I was speaking,
did
you see the podium they had up there for me?
Yeah.
I'm like, what is this?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not speaking in this thing.
Yeah, well, your mic's up like Britney Spears in the you know, early 2000s. You got it going on. See? Talk to everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't need to be up with the standard microphone like they.
Yeah, that's what they wanted. They had it. I was going
to
stand at a podium.
To be this, like,
hello, everyone.
You know,
I'm Shaman Durek, and welcome to Finding the Source Code.
Yeah, right.
No.
You're like, light.
I'm like, let's go. It's a party, baby.
Yeah, and life is a fun, big party, and we're able to feel it.
Yes, heaven
that's
on earth.
So cool.
It's a playground. Let's have fun. Let's bust out with my sticker book. Let's build a fort to play with our action figures.
Yeah, I got my coloring book.
Let's do it.
Yeah, and board
Let's have a fashion party. Let's do it.
Yes. Go toilet papering.
Yes, let's not lie. Well, you wanted toilet paper at people's house, I see.
Yeah, it was a thing. I don't know. We all wanted toilet paper.
I know. I used to do it, too.
It was a real thing.
I'm not trying to be like, I didn't do the toilet paper thing. I just felt bad for that.
Oh, my God. 2020, the people of 2020 would have a heart attack.
I was a perfectionist toilet paper.
But we were like, no, we're getting every branch on this tree.
I'm
going to
get that whole tree wrapped. Yes. I'm going to wrap that whole tree.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was the last one until they came out the door, and then I put in.
Me too.
I miss that. I wonder if we like went until November.
I was such a rambunctious skateboarder king. Listened to, you know, to Metallica,
Guns
N' Roses, and Pantera. And like HTC, of course.
But that was all me too.
Yeah.
I was like, that was all of them just
that
right there.
That is like the whole entire, song.
Exactly.
And I would sit there and I would tell my dad, I'm like, Dad, you don't understand life until you understand Metallica.
I mean, after that performance at Power Trip,
no idea. They're telling the truth about the world.
Yes.
They're letting us know what's going on,
they
Dad.
They really are.
Sleep with one eye open. You know what that means, Dad? You know what I mean?
That sounds like, what is happening?
Yeah, my friends are like, what's wrong with you? How come you're not doing hip hop? I'm like, no, I'm a rock and roller. I got my country music till this day. And I like hip hop music. I like to bump. I love it all.
Yeah.
I love it all. But where I feel my soul is when I'm in country music. When I'm in my country music,
Stagecoach, my favorite place in the world.
Stagecoach, I mean, everything country. I collect my vintage cowboy boots.
I told
my fiance, I said, I want to get married in my cowboy boots. She goes, no. But still, it's okay. Bless her dear heart. I'm going to have a bachelor cowboy. And all my bachelor boys, honey, are all cowboys, too. So the point is that when I listen to country music, I like it because it brings me back to realness.
It's
the story of the heart.
Yes, it is.
The story of the heart.
Yeah.
And to me, that is the most purest, loving thing. And that just moves me.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
I feel you. That's so fun.
Get a little dokey doke.
A little dokey doke. Exactly.
A little sidestep. Come on.
Oh my God, a little two-step.
Two-step in.
That's how, honestly, I've been going to Stagecoach since the first year ever. And the way that it started was I won a line dancing competition and I got tickets. Stagecoach first year.
Look, I will be bumping down the street with my Zac Brown band, and people are like, what?
Not what you bump.
Like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Zac Brown band, baby.
Yeah,
that's what I'm talking about.
You hear that line? You hear that lyric?
Right? Yeah, and I go old school too. I get my Kenny Rogers in there.
Love Kenny.
Love Kenny.
Oh my God.
My Dolly. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Oh, we could, like, go down the rabbit hole.
Yes,
like, I love
we
it.
Could.
Well, good. We should. But we'll save you guys the our own excitement. I'll take it over here. But, I mean, we could literally talk forever. There's so much you guys should really know. Please go get Spirit Hacking, the book. I mean, I'm on, like, chapter 4, but I now have been to...
But isn't it fun, though?
It's so fun. Oh, I love it.
Like, when I was doing the book, I was like, you know, because I was reading all these spiritual books that are out there, and I didn't even want to write a book. And then Spirit's like, you have to write a book. It's like, oh, really? Come on. Do I? And they're like, yeah, you have to write a book. It's time. There's something coming. I go, what's coming? They're like, 2020. It's coming. You need to get this book out on 2020. So I told my publisher, I said, I need to get this book on the 2020. He goes, why? I said, because this big thing where the world's going to go through this blackout and I'm supposed to write about it in my book and like get people prepared how to be able to maneuver themselves to these things that are going to be happening on the planet for women's empowerment, for everything. And so he's like, what are you calling the book? I said, 2020. Are you ready? He goes, oh, no, that's too cryptic.
No, absolutely not.
So I go up to spend time with my friend Dave Asprey at his Alpha Base up in Canada, who does all the bulletproof coffee and all that. And he says to me, what are you calling it? And I told him, and he said, what did the publisher say? And I said, publishers don't want me to call it that. And he goes, well, I'm a biohacker, so you should be the spirit hacker. And I go, oh, yeah, that's right. I could call it spirit hacking.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how we came up with the name. And then he's like, well, then if you call it spirit hacking, I'm going to write the foreword to your book. And so I was like, absolutely. But the thing is now we're evolving, and now I created a meditation app.
Okay. Yep,
that is when I say, When I say what me and my niece and my sister created for the world, because there's one thing to meditate and there's another thing to activate. And this meditation, I infuse shamanic frequencies through sending it through the spirit world into what I'm saying to you. One woman wrote me this morning on the app and she said, oh my God, last night I was throwing up and shaking and all this trauma that I had in my body is gone and I see the world completely different today. Because I set up the meditations to wake up your intuition, to increase your emotional intelligence, to open up your psychic abilities, to heal your bloodline, to open up your abilities to connect into the spirit world. To be like, I have kids writing me going, I can't believe what I just went through in this meditation. All my stress is gone. I'm able to focus on my schoolwork. Like, I knew it was time because everyone I was talking to, I was doing meditations with Dave Asprey, with different people.
Sure.
And I was meeting with Neil Donald Walsh, and he said to me, we need to write a book together. He said, because when you speak, you infuse these words, the way you infuse information, it charges people's bodies. Like, didn't you feel last night?
Oh, yeah,
I was like, I'm not coming in here at the end of the day and everyone's tired and getting all these activations. I'm going to come in here and lift their spirits and take them to a higher dimensional level of buzz, of frequency. So when we created the meditation app, I do that. And then my niece, who is graduated from the Berklee School of Music, she is a composer of music. And she composed her own original pieces to go along with the frequencies that I put into the meditation. So you're getting double hits, and it's hitting you on all levels of your being, and it's life transforming. We just launched it in 2 days. We already got 1,000 people who are like writing us and going like,
oh my God,
this is next level.
What a great time too.
And it's time. It's time.
It is time.
And I'm so over boring meditations. Now stick your back up straight, okay, and breathe.
Right. It brings us back to this rigid and like seeing it as the W word.
Yes.
And it's not like, it's not supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be, it's such a checkout for you and it's time to reconnect.
Yes.
And feel and love and like be aware of your connection and be one with everything. Be all and nothing at the same time.
Yes. 5-minute meditation on the Live By Meditation app, you literally transform so much just for 5 minutes of your time. 5 minutes and you're like, what just happened to me? I'm so excited for you.
I'm so excited, because I meditate every day. I'm like, it's like, it just sends me, you know, it gives me my foundation to bounce off. And just
I'm waiting to hear the phone call when you call me on the phone and tell me what you think of the meditation.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love that. Oh, thank you. I'm so, oh my God. I don't even know how to close this because I don't want to. That's probably what's happening. But you can tell everyone where they should see you or find you.
So you can go to shamandirect.com if you want to have private sessions with me. If you want me to hold space for you to develop in your powers, to clear trauma, whatever it is that is that you want to do, we're going to do it. We're going to take it to the next level. We're going to be a yes to moving you to a higher level degree in your life. If you want to get involved in the Shaman School classes that I have online, we also have a healing temple, which is a $10 drop-in where we do healings every 2 weeks on Zoom with a bunch of people. It's powerful healings. And if you want to get the books and everything, we're located at all bookstores around the world. The book is in a lot of countries. So if you're Spanish and you're in a Spanish country, we have that. You know, we have it in many languages. And really what it's about is you knowing that I'm here to hold space for you and your intelligence and for to see how amazing you are and what a gift to life you are and how blessed we are that you are on this planet. And I want you to know that, feel that, and see that in every aspect of your life.
That's okay.
I am too.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yay! Thank y'all. This was so good.
Yeah.
This impromptu, let's figure it out.
What did our outfits say?
Oh, yes.
Fabulous.
I love it. Thanks, guys. Let me see how this works.
You like that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
a bit of like a marked where I was like, okay, I'm gonna go write that activation down.
Okay, are you sure you want to end the video?
Hold on, I know. Wait, well, end now.